Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish on page Kuf Gimel, about the Tanakh, page 206. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Shlosha she'ochlu ke'echad, three people that ate together, echad mafsik al korcho l'shnayim. One must stop his suda against his will for two people that want a bench, ve'one imo and bircha zimun. So if three people are eating and two finish eating, one wants to continue eating, he must stop his eating in the middle in order to answer for the zimun of the other two. Va'afilu lo rotza lahafsik, even if he doesn't want to stop, mizamnin olav bein one bein eino one. They can make a mizumin counting him in as number three, whether he answers or not. Kol shehu omet shav, as long as he is there, they can make him a zimun, he counts in, and if he is protesting, he doesn't answer, that's his problem, not their problem, their zimun is good. Avol, shnayim ein chayovin lahafsik le'echa, but if one person finished eating, the other two are not required to stop to do a zimun with the one. The hilkach, and therefore, ein chiyav zimun chal ad she yisratzu lahafsik le'echa ulevarich. Therefore, the Chiyuv Zimun is not chal until they want to stop and they want a bench. We'll see a clarification in the Mishnah Berurah of what this line means exactly. The imlo rotzu lahafsik, if the two who were eating did not want to stop, the zimen hu aleihem, and he went ahead and did the zimen anyway for them while they were eating, lo osa klum, it doesn't count. So the two could do the zimun no matter what the one guy does, but the one guy can't do the zimun for the two. It will not count if they are not interested in stopping for him. The imlo rotzu lahafsik, and if the two that are still eating don't want to stop, afu eino rashai levarach velotzei slashuk, he's not even allowed to stop and bench and then go out. Ad sheyigmuru hashnayim v'yazamin aleihem, until they finish eating and they make a mezumen together, sharei kfar nischayev hu bezimun, because he is already chayev in zimun, v'heach yivarach b'lo zimun. How could he bench without a zimun? So to summarize the Mechaber, if there are three people eating, two finish eating and they want to bench, and one wants to continue eating, he must stop in order to do a zimun with them. If he doesn't want to stop, they can go ahead and do the zimun without him, and they are yotzei their chayev zimun. As we see, he will not be yotzei his chayev zimun if he didn't answer. If one finishes and he wants to leave and two are still eating, they are not mechuyev to stop. Not only are they not mechuyev to stop, he can't even go and bench on his own and leave because he's locked into a chiyuv zimun. He has to wait till they finish eating and then they'll make a mezumen together. So let's go back to the bottom of Kuf Gimel and see the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph Shlosha She'ochlu Ke'echad. Three that ate together, Rotzalom Ramit to say, She'eschilu Le'echol Ke'echad, they began eating together. V'gamru Shnayim Mehen Tchila, two of them finished eating first. V'rotzim Levarech Birchas Hamazon, they want a bench. So the third person must be mafsik al korcho of katan beis rotzalomar she'ein adavar talui bertzono. It's not his choice. Im rotzal lahafsik misudaso v'lanos. If he wants to stop his suda, then answer. Elo min hadin mechuyev laze. But rather, the halacha dictates that he must stop eating and answer. Kevan sheheim rabim negdo. Since they are the majority, ein srichim lahamtim alav. They do not have to wait for him to finish eating. And that's Sifkaton Gimel on the top of 206, Bein Eino Ona, whether he answers or not. Rotzalomar, She'af al Pikein Heim Yotze Midei Zimun, even if he decides not to answer, they're still Yotze Der Chiyav Zimun, Kevan Shu Omeid Sham, since he is standing there, V'Shomea, and he's hearing it, V'Yochalanos, and he's able to answer. This is to exclude a case where he went outside, like we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet Siman Beis. If he went outside already, then they can't include him in the zimun at all. Miu, however, hu bevadei eino yotzei elo imkein hisik v'ono imohim. Even though they are yotzei their zimun, if he continues eating and doesn't answer, but he is not yotzei his chiyuv zimun if he's not answering. Now, if you look at note number one, he discusses an interesting shaila. Ba'ofen shashlishi ochal yerek. We know that the third person can even be eating vegetables and be mitzarev to the three. But would this halacha of forcing the third person to answer apply if someone is just eating vegetables? So says note number one, Ba'ofen shashlishi ochal yerek. In a case where the third one was just eating yerek, he's stopping aktos ha'shulchan ha'im mitzarev kishe'eno oneh. Are you able to count him in as the third one if he's not answering? Maybe only in the case of the Mechaber where there's three people and the third one is actually chayiv in zimun and he's chayiv to answer, then mizamnim alav afal pi she'enu makayim chiyuv. Then you can count him in even if he's not being yotzei his chiyuv, but since he is mechuyuv, so that is okay for you to have a zimun. But a person who's eating vegetables, he's allowed to join in for your zimun, but he's not chayiv in zimun. So maybe one that's not chayav bezimun im kein kol tzirufu hu rak kishona imohem barosh achanu. Maybe his whole tziruf is only when he actually answers. V'lochein kishayna onay yitachin shayna matzareif. And therefore, it's very logical and very probable that if he doesn't answer, that you can't count him in. It's only if he answers, because he's not locked into the chiyuv. He's only optional to join you. So if he joins you, great. If he doesn't join you, you can't do it against the zul. It won't help. That's one side. Oshema dai bekach sheyachal anos v'deshi etzareif. Or maybe you say no. Since he's able to join, that's enough that you can count him in, even if he doesn't actually answer. So that he asks a question. It's an interesting question, whether we say that the third one can be forced in only because he's already locked into the chiyuv zimun, or stam, since he's able to join the zimun, that would be enough to force him into the zimun. He does not answer. Zokta mishne bura in sivkot and dalud. Sivkot and dalud is going on the confusing line in the mechaber. We'll explain in a moment why it's confusing, but the line of the mechaber was, aval shnayim ein chayovin lahafsik le'echad. Two that are still eating are not mechiyah to stop for one. The hilkach ein chiyuv zimun chal. And therefore the chiyuv zimun is not chal until they want to stop for the one and bench. So the Mishavrura says in Sivkot and Dalet, Haloshen Megumgum Tzas. This language is a little bit messed up. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Gimli explains why. The Chiyuv Zimun Chal Me'ez Hascholas HaSeuda. Because the Chiyuv Zimun was already chal when they started eating. This line in the Mechaber says, Hilkach Ein Chiyuv Zimun Chal. It's not true that the Chiyuv Zimun is not chal. The Chiyuv Zimun was already chal when they started eating. So what does he mean to say? Says the Mishavrura. The Akavana, what the Mechaber means to say is, The Ein Chayovim Ator Lezamein Im Ha'echad. Not that the Chiyuv Zimun didn't start, the Chiyuv Zimun started, but they are not Chayuv right now to answer the Zimun with this one person until they finish eating. And if you look at note number two, he says, Achein im ha'echad hu avihem o rabam shel ashnayim. We said in the Mechaber that if one finishes eating, the other two don't have to follow the one. But if that one is a great one, he's the father or the Rebbe of the other two, the Shari Tshuva brings B'Shem the Birki Yoshe Shem Mechuyovim Heim Lahafsik Avuro Mipnei Kvodo. Then the other two would actually be Mechuyav to stop. So normally two are not Mechuyav to stop for one, but if the one is a Rebbe or a father, then the two are Mechuyav to stop in order to allow the greater one to bench. Uba'ofen shashnayim gomru le'echol. In a scenario where the two finished eating, the hagodol b'chachma adayim b'emtza achilaso, and the greatest one, the Rebbe, the father, is still eating. Kosav mishabura lekamon she'enam b'chuyovim lahamtim lo. Even though he's greater, they still don't have to wait for him. They still can go ahead and lock him into the Zimun and make the Zimun right now. So if he's the one, the greater one finishes first, so then the Mechuyav to stop for him. But if the greater one is the one left behind, they can still go ahead without him. The two can still force the greater one into a Zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Hey, we said if the two don't want to stop for the one, even he is not allowed to go ahead and bench and go out Lashuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah, HaBach Cholek Al Zeh. The Bach argues in this Mechaber, V'daito, and he is of the opinion, De'ein Chiyuv Zimun Chal Ad Sheyigmaru Kol HaShlosha Es Seudasam. He argues with the Mechaber, like we just saw in the Shaar Tzion, that we hold that the Zimun is Chal right away when they're Chayiv and Zimun, when they're eating together, but the Bach holds that there's no Chiyuv Zimun that's Chal until all three finish eating their Suda. The Alkein, and therefore, Kodem Shegomru HaShnayim, and if the two didn't finish eating yet, Rashai ha'echad levar b'fnei atzma v'lotzei. So the one who finished, he doesn't have a chiyuv zimun yet, so he's allowed to bench and he can disappear. V'etiko ha'magid Avram la'alocha. The Magid Avram brings down this bach la'alocha that the chiyuv zimun does not chal till everyone finishes eating. So if one finishes eating before the other two, he could bench and he could disappear. Aval kol ha'achronim chokim alav. However, all the achronim argue on this Magid Avram and bach. V'daitam, and they hold kal Shulchan Aruch, like the Shulchan Aruch, the mikaven she'eschilu le'echol biyachad, that once they started eating together, chol miyad chovas zimun aleihem. Immediately the chiyuv zimun is chal on them. V'ein shum echol mehem shegomar sudaso kodem rashai levarap if they asma velotzes. And not one individual that finished eating his suda before, not one of them is allowed to bench and then disappear, like the Bach says. Mio, however, im hoya dover nochutz mo'od, if there was something that was extremely important, shenogea lehefsid mamon, that could possibly be nogea to a loss of money, the kadoma or something similar, efshir sheyesh lehokel lo ha'echad levarap ifnei atzmo kodem shegomru hashnayim su'udasam velotzis. That's an exception. If there's a loss of money or any other kind of emergency, then it could be that one could bench earlier by himself and leave before they finish their suda. Ach ba'ofen ze tov yoser sheshnayim yisnagu bazel lifnim mishru asadin v'yafsikim misudasam v'yizamin aleim. But in such a scenario, when the one person could have a loss of money, he has to leave, or another emergency that he has to go for, it would be lifnim mishru asadin for the other two to stop their achila and to answer to his zimun. In note number 4, he just points out, ulagabe azivas chasana lifnei zimun re'e mashak asadnu l'el. Just to review what we saw earlier, in terms of an individual who wants to leave a chasana early, we saw the tshuva from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says that as long as you plan on mitzchila, leaving early, and you have in mind, or you say, when you start the suda, that you're not being mitzarif with them, then you would be allowed to bench earlier and to leave before the time of the zimun comes. But otherwise, in general, if you don't make any kind of condition, you don't think about anything, and you start a suda together, then you're locked into the zimun. But here the Mishnah Berurah says again, if it's a davar nachutz, you have to run out, so there would be grounds for the one person to bench and to disappear. Now, if you look at Sivkotan Zayin in the Shaar HaTzion, and that which the Mishnah Berurah just said, in this scenario, where one person has a davar nachutz that he has to leave for, then it will be better for the two to be knowing lifnim mishru asadin and to stop their suda and answer for him. Echad, first of all, why? Dehabe bahag ve'tiko smag v'riv mashma de lifnim mishru asadin tzarech tamed lahafsik av shnayim le'echad. That always it's true. It's always lifnim mishru asadin for two people that are still eating to stop their suda, to help the one person who wants to leave, to help him leave earlier. V'gam belav hochi, and even besides that, halo yitztarchu lechapes achar kach achar od echa min ashuk sheyistarfim en lezimun. And anyway, if they don't stop for him and he leaves, they're still going to have to go look for someone else afterwards to make a zimun for themselves. V'im kein, and therefore, yoser tov sheyafsiku heim leha echad sheochal eman biachad. And therefore, it's certainly better to stop your suda now and make sure that you get the zimun. Because if you don't stop, besides you're not being yosei, helping your friend, you're also going to mess yourselves over because you have to go search for someone else to make a zimun for yourselves. Now let's see the bir halachas over here. If we turn back to page Kuf Gimel, we'll see the first bir halacha on that which the Mechaber starts off, that three that ate together and one and two on a bench, so one is forced to be mafsik as suda in order to answer benching. Ayin b'mishnah bura, v'inei b'shulchan aruch lo zachar klal imayri shashnayim hayu nechutzim lotzeis. The Mechaber did not mention anything about whether the two who are leaving, who want the third one to join in their benching, they're leaving because there's something important they have to go to. V'oz chayu b'al korcho ho'echa lahafsik lohem yisudaso. And that's why the one is mechuyev to stop a suda at the bench, because they have to go to something that's very important. O afil lukasheinim nechutzim. Or maybe if there's nothing important, they just want to leave. Gam kein tzarech midina lahafsik lohem. Then also mi'ikar adin, the third one, must stop his suda kesheim rotzim levarach b'rechas ha'mazal. So frekta bir halacha, is it, the Mechaber is very vague, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even discuss it. What's the halacha over here? When two bench and one is forced to stop a suda for them, is that always or only in a case where they have a davar nachutz, they have to leave, they have to go somewhere important, then he's forced to stop a suda to answer for them. But if they just decide they want to, you know, leave 5 minutes early, they're going to go hang out outside, so he's not required to stop a suda to help them bench, just to go hang out outside. Says the Bir Halacha, Achein midesayim ha-shulchan aruch lebasof ekosof, the fact that the shulchan aruch writes, like we just read at the end of the sif, Afu eino rashai levarach velotzeis lashuk. The one yachid who wants to bench can't just bench and disappear. V'zeh mairi be'eino nachutz leilech l'dako dafka. Like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, that's a case where it's not an emergency, because we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that if it was a davar nachutz, he could do it. K'mavur b'divrei Beis Yosef l'tarei shitas Rav Haigon d'meke lo'echad lotzeis d'mairi b'nachutz. So if the seif of the Mechaber is talking about where it's not a davar nachutz, that's where the individual can't go out and bench, that's mashma that afilu hachi echad mafsig l'shnayim b'al korcho. So it's mashma over here also that we're talking about a davar that's eino nachutz. If you skip the brackets, he writes, Omnam, however, bo'or zarua mashma d'divrei Rav Haigon Rabbeinu Chanan al-Mari b'shehutzrichu ha'shnayim lotzeis. So there seems to be a machlokas, the mashmos of the Mechaber is, even if it's not a davar nachutz, other rishonim are mashma that it is a davar nachutz. If you skip down to the seventh line of the Bir Halacha on page 206, he writes, Hayotze mikolze, what comes out from this whole discussion is, Dehecha da shnayim einam nechutzim lotzeis tzarech iyan im yecholim lahachriach lo'echad sheyafsik misudasa lanos. Lamaisa, if two people want to stop their suda, but they have nothing important to go to, it's tzarech in if they're able to force the third guy to stop his suda to answer. It's not so pashut, it seems to be a machlokas. It's not clear, it's tzarech in. Ach mimidas derech eretz efshar de lekuli alma tzarech lahasa b'chal gavni. But just regular derech eretz tells us that according to everyone, he should stop for them. But he leaves off, really it's tzarech in, he's not sure whether it has to be dafka davar nachatz or not. So obviously it's derech eretz for the one always to stop for the two, but it's not clear if he's absolutely mechuyav to stop for them, if they're not going to anything important, not really in a rush, they just want to go outside and take a breather, so then it's not clear, but derech eretz would dictate that he should do that. Let's see the last bir halacha as well, the next one, ad sheyigmaru hashnayim. So the last point we said in the mechaber was that if there's one person that finishes a suda, he can't force the other two to bench, and even he himself is not allowed to just bench and disappear, ad sheyigmaru hashnayim v'yazamin aleihem, until the two finish their suda, and he benches with them with a zimun. Says the bir halacha, I really add in the words of the Bir Halacha, just as ad sheyigmaru hashnayim, zok de Bir Halacha es sudasan, until the two people finish their suda, aval mishegamru es sudasan, but once the other two finish eating their suda, shuv ein lohem reshus lishos yoser, they do not have any permission to delay any longer, la'akev es hashlishi harotze lezamin ulevarech. So when there's one person that wants the bench, he wants to get out of here, he's waiting for them for a zimun. So long that they're eating, they're okay. But once they finish eating, they can't start schlepping it out. Then they're mechuyav to bench right away. V'hachi daik lishna the gemara. That's also a diyuk from the lashon of the gemara. The kamar ein shnayim mafsikim le'echa. Two don't have to stop for one. Dahainu lahafsik misuda dafka. That which they don't have to stop is from their suda. But they can't say we want to schmooze for a while and therefore we don't want to bench. That they're not allowed to do. Only if they're in the middle of eating their suda, they can say we're not being mafsik the suda. But once their suda is done and they're just hanging around in the room, they want to just shop out the suda longer, then they would be mechuyev to answer with the one who wants to leave. Just like the opposite is true when the one is locked into the two, but over here when the two finish their suda, they have to answer for the one. We'll stop over here and we'll pick up with Sif Bey Zemir Tz Hashem on Sunday.